Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very busy show today. We have a couple of guests coming up next hour. At 11:06, Deborah Clifton and Jackie Lydon will be joining us. There is going to be a dramatic staged reading of the Sinclair Lewis book, It Can't Happen Here, which was written in the 1930s, kind of a dystopian novel as Hitler was coming to power overseas. What would happen if the same kind of thing would happen in America? Mm-hmm. Again, this was written, I believe it came out in 1935. We're going to talk to Deborah and Jackie to find out about this staged dramatic reading for what is being called It Can't Happen Here Again. And that is going to happen at the Waukesha Public Library on July 19th at 4 p.m. So those ladies joining us coming up at the top of next hour. And then, of course, at 11:33 every Wednesday, public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. We found an article that talks about men who suffer from postpartum depression.
Oh, interesting.
Isn't that interesting? And then we also thought, because, of course, we're heading into the 4th of July holiday weekend. 4th is tomorrow. We're going to talk about potential accidents and what you can do when you get, I don't know, a fishing hook in your hand.
First step, call 911.
Call 911, yeah. So that's all coming up at 11:33. I hope you will stick around for that. We're going to start off, though, with a segment that we're calling One Bad Debate versus He Said What?
Yeah.
This is kind of a different version of Memory Lane that we have done from time to time. President Biden, of course, will be back in Wisconsin. He's stopping in Madison on Friday. Don't have a lot of details about where he is going to be in Madison, but I'm sure that once it is announced, we will have civic media on the ground there in some capacity or another. And, of course, this visit comes just on the heels of the bad debate last week.
Correct.
And it was a bad debate.
Yeah.
There is no question about it. Joe Biden did not perform well in the debate. One bad debate.
Yeah.
So I think it's important that we remember what it was like under the previous administration. You know, there's all these calls from some that President Biden should step down, get out of the way for the November election. And I did see on some of the texts coming in earlier, why during the course of 4 years did no one ever call for Trump to step down?
Yeah.
Never. Even after 34 felonies, nobody said, hey, Trump, maybe you should get out of the race. This kind of looks bad.
No, in fact, if anything, it made him seem like a better candidate to some. That's the weird thing.
That he got convicted of 34 felonies?
Oh, I mean, my gosh, I see billboards all over 94 saying, you know, your nominee is a convicted felon. You're like, yeah, that's right. And then people on social media saying, I'm voting for a convicted felon.
Well, okay, embrace that.
Yes. Yeah.
That's your thing.
Yeah.
Let's take a little trip down memory lane with some clips under the previous administration. Gavin, let's play clip number one when we're talking about the COVID outbreak in which over a million Americans died. Let's play clip number one, Calvin. This is Donald Trump talking about COVID.
So when we have a lot of cases, I don't look at that as a bad thing. I look at that as, in a certain respect, as being a good thing because it means our testing is much better. So if we were testing a million people instead of 14 million people, we would have far fewer cases, right? So I view it as a badge of honor. Really, it's a badge of honor. It's a great tribute to the testing and all of the work that a lot of professionals have done. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he didn't want the cruise ship to land because the COVID numbers would go up. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, they came in, the numbers would go up.
And he didn't want that on his count because it looked bad.
It's sound logic, all right? When there are more of something, then more of something happens.
Yeah.
So let's not make that more happen.
Right.
Because we don't count COVID numbers at sea.
Well, and at one point, of course, he said that he wanted to slow the testing down because when you test, you find more cases. Yep, that it does tend to be how that works.
Yeah.
You test more, you find more cases. That's kind of the whole goal of testing.
Yeah, we'd be happy if we tested and there were less cases,
that'd be great.
But we don't want to have, yeah, the logic once again does not hold water.
One bad debate versus he said what?
Yeah.
Kevin, let's play clip number two. Donald Trump talking about guns.
During my 4 years, nothing happened, and there was great pressure on me having to do with guns. We did nothing. We didn't yield. And once you yield a little bit, that's just the beginning. That's the avalanche begins.
We did nothing. You know well what, done, us.
You know who was patting him on the back while he said that? Our very own Ron Johnson, because he's all about doing nothing as well.
Absolutely. And they're good at that.
Absolutely.
Especially as evidenced by, I don't know, the least productive House in U.S. history, not to mention the Wisconsin legislature, which we spent a lot of time talking about yesterday. They should get a medal for doing nothing.
They should get like memory foam pillows and so they can take their naps while they're vacationing.
Something.
And for this Congress to be the least productive Congress in U.S. history is saying a lot, because it seems like every year they're hitting that low water mark every single time. And this year they're like, you know what? It's like we didn't even show up at all.
Well done, us.
Yeah, good job.
Well done, us.
I should get a raise.
We are doing a little trip down memory lane. President Joe Biden expected to be in Madison for a rally this coming Friday. Not a lot of details available at this time, but I'm sure that civic media will be there in some capacity. So we're just talking about, yes, Joe Biden had a bad debate last week. There is no question about it. I don't think that there's anyone that's trying to fluff that differently. But I don't understand how one bad debate performance loses to 4 years of lunacy.
Well, also loses to 4 years of absolute growth. I mean, the 4 years, 2016, 2020, I mean, come on now. And I'll stay on track. But 2020 to 2024, there is nothing but a report card of job growth, economic growth.
Look at the stock market.
We haven't said it in a while, but we're going to say it again right now. The economy is doing really well, and it's doing better than you think. We all think the economy sucks because our jobs don't pay us as much as we want, because we can't get a house, and those are all real problems.
Without a doubt.
But those are problems that the president, you can't lay that at his door. There's all these different mitigating factors. There's congressional problems. There's private institution problems, stock market, all these things. So when you look at the pure numbers of job growth, quarterly growth, the
look at that GDP,
the GDP, the stock market, the fact that inflation pretty much stays where it is. Now it could be lower. That's great. We would love it to be lower, but it's not. It's at about 3.2 right now. That's 1.2% over the desire. That's doing really well. And that's all under the auspices, all under the watch of Joe Biden. So once again, as you said, Jane, one bad debate, we can't wipe out 4 years of good.
Memory lane, as we start off the show this morning on the day before the 4th of July. Yes, Joe Biden had a poor debate last Thursday. We're just comparing that to some of the numerous things that former President Donald Trump said during the course of his 4 years in office. Kevin, let's play this clip on Donald Trump and his relationship with God.
I go to church a lot. Always on Christmas, always on Easter, always when there's a major occasion.
Mm. So a Catholic.
And during the Sundays, I'm a Sunday church person.
When we go in church and when I drink my little wine, which is about the only wine I drink, and have my little cracker, I guess that's a form of asking for forgiveness. And I do that as often as possible because I feel cleansed.
We were having fun when I said, I drink the wine. I eat the cracker.
If I do something wrong, I think I just try and make it right. I don't bring God into that picture.
Yeah, he doesn't ask for forgiveness because
he
doesn't do anything that requires forgiveness.
I don't bring God in the picture. Didn't you like send a bunch of troops to manhandle protesters so you could take a picture of yourself in front of a church holding a Bible? Wait for it. Upside down.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, also, for those who don't know what he meant by cracker, that's the Eucharist, which is the blessed bread that is the body of Christ. To refer to it as a cracker and then in the same breath say, I'm a church man. I go to church all the time. No, you're not. No, you don't. Shush yourself.
There's so much photographic evidence of Donald Trump in church.
Yeah.
Oh, what? No, there's not.
No.
No. There's not. Because unless there's a private chapel in Mar-a-Lago somewhere, we don't see him go to church.
The bathroom where they hide all the files.
Is that where it is? Yeah, that's exactly. A small extra chapel?
Exactly.
Cindy from Appleton is on the line. Good morning, Cindy. Thank you so much for joining us. What did you want to say?
Good morning. Well, first of all, I don't think any church has actually claimed him as a parishioner. But I just wanted to say thank you for putting this into some perspective, because I was pretty disappointed with Biden's performance last week, and hopefully that hasn't turned so many people off that they don't watch the other ones if there are other ones.
Well, and
I was with a...
Go ahead, Sadie, sorry.
But anyways, I was with some Trumpers this weekend, and their theory is that Biden has crashed the economy. He was the reason we crashed the economy during COVID. Nobody else had anything to do with it. Inflation is all his fault, and the economy right now is tanking under him. How do you come back with these people who have just been so ingrained in this lie? I mean, I don't know how to respond to these people. I mean, I tried my best, but it was like talking to a wall.
Yeah.
Cindy, I'll give you two options. One, don't waste the space. You've got precious RAM in your head, and you got to take care of important things for you. You most likely will never change their mind. And I don't mean to sound like a downer saying that, but those individuals want to believe what they believe. If you want to engage in a discussion and they say that the economy is terrible, say to me, show your work. Show me the information that you're getting that shows the economy is awful. And then you can go to various places that will show you the economy is doing good to great. And they have to deal with it, but they won't accept what you're saying because everything you're saying is a lie. Everything is fake news. It's the deep state. So honestly, Cindy, if they're your friends and that you love them, I would say let them talk and just enjoy the margarita you're sipping on a boat, because it's you got better things to do with your time.
Thank you so much, Cindy. Really appreciate you checking in as always. And thank you so much for listening. We got to go to break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Kelby on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha, where you can join us, you can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, if you're going to be out and about this afternoon, our very own Johnny Watermelon, Civic Media Ambassador, going to be out at the Pewaukee Farmers Market today from 3 to 6:30 p.m. So look for the big Civic Media tent. Johnny will have treats for your dogs.
Ooh, he might have treats for humans, too.
He has treats for the kids. So stop by and see Johnny Watermelon out at the Pewaukee's Farmer Market today from 3 until 6:30. Coming up at 11:06, we are going to be talking to two of our guests, Deborah Clifton and Jackie Lydon, joining us in studio. There's going to be a special dramatic reading at the Waukesha Public Library on July 19th at 4 p.m. This is a dramatic, slightly altered reading of the Sinclair Lewis novel, mm-hmm. It Can't Happen Here. Yeah. This is called It Can't Happen Here. Again, I highly encourage you to stop and listen to that. Right now, though, we are talking about one bad debate versus he said what?
What?
What? So we just played the clip. Donald Trump talking about how he loves God in church all the time. He's a Sunday church guy, as opposed to the Tuesday church guy, I guess. I'm not sure.
My Aunt Adeline was a everyday church person. Every day. She went every single day.
Did she really?
St. Joseph's right down here.
Oh,
downtown.
Good for her.
Oh, yeah. She was such a good Catholic.
She was a good Catholic. Mm-hmm. All right. So, again, yes, Joe Biden had a terrible debate last Thursday.
Yeah.
And Andrew on the live stream, I thought, had a really good comment. In your opinion, how important is an unscripted debate performance in the role of president? Isn't it more about presidenting and actually accomplishing things and getting things done because you are surrounded by competent people?
Mm-hmm. I mean, some would say that Hillary Clinton was not the best campaigner on earth. She wasn't. Do you know what she was? A world-class, teach a class on her politician.
Yes.
With loads of experience. There was a comment that came through here through Chris Casper in Madison said, remember when Howard Dean got blackballed for dying?
Yep, I remember
Democrats
that.
Democrats are really good at eating their own. Republicans never do that. The march in lockstep at all time. And you know what, Cindy? I get what you're saying when you were calling. It got you. It got all of us. We got shaken. We got rattled. And that's fine. Examine. What do we need to do? Let's move on together. And we got a great candidate who is getting things done. And I think we are also not the party higher ups, you know, if they want to have those conversations.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's happening at different levels than the Matt Nairon Air staff.
I wasn't invited. I was not invited to that Zoom meeting.
I know. I'm kind of hurt that we got skipped over for that. And I do want to remind folks as well, the stock market under Donald Trump took the biggest dump it has ever seen compared to the Great Depression.
Yeah.
I was at work that day when the market opened.
Yeah.
Mouths were on the floor when that happened.
Well, and the stock market also took a huge crash 8 years before that in the housing market.
Yes.
Under
the 2008 crash.
The GOP. Mm-hmm. This is not without example. And once again, as you've titled it, one bad debate versus he said what? Let's do another clip, James.
Let's play another clip. Calvin, let us play the debank clip. I think people missed that.
You know, we have more liquid gold and wealth under our feet than any other nation. We have more liquid gold, oil and gas, liquid gold. Well, I just met non-liquid gold. You know where it was? Iowa. It's called corn. They have, it's non-liquid. That's my take. You have more non-liquid gold. They said, what is that? I said, corn. They said, we love that idea. You know, that's a pretty cool thought, isn't it? That's a nickname in its own way, but we came up with a new couple of words for corn. We're also going to place strong protections to stop banks and regulators from trying to debank you from your,
what?
You know, your political beliefs, what they do. They want to debank you, and we're going to debank. Think of this. They want to take away your rights. They want to take away your country. The things you're doing, all electric cars, give me a break. If you want an electric car, good, but they don't go far. They're very expensive.
Debank is not a thing.
No.
It's not a thing.
No. There's the bank. That's down the street.
There is. Or there's Dubank.
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 Or Dubank. I don't know.
But not debank. No. No one is trying to debank you. Mike from Kenosha is on the line. Good morning, Mike. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I don't think there's a more important global issue right now than the American presidential election, the upcoming election. Look at the impact that it would have if Trump were to gain the White House next year. What would happen to NATO? I think everybody that I've heard and talked to and what I've read about says it would be the end of NATO.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, we have climate disasters that have been parked that we haven't dealt with. We have, you know, systems that allow a debate like that to even occur when there's nobody calling out. The moderator is not calling out the lie after lie after lie. Mm-hmm. And it was a tsunami. All of us that were watching it around in our living room, we had a half a dozen friends and neighbors by, we're all looking at each other with the same look, I think, that Biden had on his face. What in the world is he talking about?
Yeah.
Here we are in the digital age, and we can't do in real-time fact-checking for our presidential debates? How odd.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess.
We've
talked about that, Mike. I mean, Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, and you know what?
Shame on them.
What a disappointment!
Yeah.
And the that whole fire hose of lies thing is called Gish Gallop, and it just means spewing as many falsehoods as humanly possible in a row, which makes it impossible for anyone to respond to that in real time because the lies are just coming so fast and furious.
I think, Mike, you bring up a very good point, too, as well. Once again, Thursday happened. It's done. We need to move on. We need to focus that energy and attention on the election, on the Supreme Court decisions, on our own ballot that's going to be voted on in August here in Wisconsin. We need to be informed on what's happening right now because that's where our energy needs to be. Because you're absolutely right. He gets reelected. Goodbye to NATO.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's not even a question.
No, we've talked to numerous people from National Security Leaders for America, and they have talked about how disastrous this would be, not only for the United States, but for the entire global world order.
You can actually hear one of those interviews tomorrow on our Best Of episode. Bruce Hayman, we talked to him.
Just recently.
Yep.
Thank you so much for your call, Mike. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening. We have news on the way next. If you're on the line, stick around. We will be back. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Deputy's gonna come and get me. I gotta get up and run. They got the sirens loose. I ran right out of juice. They gonna put me in the cell if I can't go to heaven when they let me go to hell. Crazy, don't go crazy, you know.
Let me see you jump and twist, pump your fist, cause you know it's hard to resist. That's how you know you're rolling with the love specialist. Feel the vibe.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Give us a call, send in a text, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Coming up right after the 11 o'clock news, really looking forward to having our guests, Deborah Clifton and Jackie Lydon, are going to be joining us in studio. There is going to be a special free stage dramatic reading of the Sinclair Lewis book, It Can't Happen Here, but this is called It Can't Happen Here Again. It's going to happen July 19th, 4 p.m. at the Waukesha Public Library. This novel written by Sinclair Lewis in the 1930s, as Hitler was coming to power in Europe, and he writes this dystopian novel about what would happen should the same kind of leader come to America. Should be a very interesting discussion. I hope you can stick around for that. Right now, we are talking about one bad debate versus he said what? Yes, there's a lot of discussion about President Biden. He is 81 years old. He did not have a good debate performance last Thursday. I don't think anyone was arguing with that. I guess my point is one bad debate it? Throw out all the accomplishments, throw out everything that's happened under this administration and just toss him aside right now versus the guy who said it's seemingly endless list of things that make no sense.
Yes, and we have a long list of
We do have a long list. Calvin, let's play this next Trump on COVID clip.
So, supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light, and I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or
powerful light
in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting.
We'll get the right folks who could.
Right, and then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute.
1 minute.
And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs.
Like a dentist.
It does a tremendous number of the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me.
So we'll see. But the whole concept of the light, the way it kills it in 1 minute, that's pretty powerful.
He's very smart, you know.
I'm glad he made the delineation between medical doctors, because I was going to call my sister-in-law, who has a PhD in statistics, to help out. She has some flashlights at home, and I think disinfectant too. Also, for all those listening, none of those ideas worked.
If you saw that happen in real time like I did, yeah. And you can certainly find the clip if you Google for it, Dr. Deborah Birx is cringing and melting in her seat. She is trying to disappear into a hole in the floor as he is looking to her to confirm this complete lunacy that he's spouting.
Yeah.
It was painful to watch. Gary from Sussex has been waiting. Thank you for your patience, Gary. Thank you for joining us.
Well, guys, okay. One bad debate, right?
Correct.
Republicans have been saying for years how Biden is losing it. You guys I'm saying Democrats on the left have been denying this. We've been saying it for years because they've been showing it on television. They do not show it on MSNBC. They don't show it on CNN, okay? But now you saw it for the first time. So the fact of the matter is, we have to have a president who's in charge. How many times have you seen him go off script, and then he said, oh, I better go back on follow because I'm going to get in trouble?
Are we talking about Joe Biden or Donald Trump right now, Gary?
Talking about Joe Biden here.
Okay, so you're talking about on script right now.
I like Joe Biden. I do not like him for president. Okay? I do not hate him. I was at a party on last Sunday filled with MAGA Republicans. Filled with them. But there were some Democrats there also. Okay, and I went around and I asked 20 people, just random people. I said, do you absolutely hate Joe Biden? Not one Republican said yes. The Democrats that I asked, I said, do you absolutely hate Trump? And they said, yes. And it was 100% that way. What the heck is going on, the difference between Republicans and Democrats, when not one Republican hates Biden, but every single Democrat does?
Well, I can't answer for those people, Gary. I don't know. I mean, but I guess I don't like to see hatred on anybody's side. I really don't. At the same time, that isn't what we're talking about right now.
No.
And I would like to know why you believe that Donald Trump is competent when we look at the things he has said in the past that are not so.
Is a big mouth. He is a extremely flawed person. I think as president, I think he did pretty good to okay. But we don't have any other choice than these two guys. When I voted for Donald Trump, I held my nose and I asked God to forgive me because I know this guy is not a moral person. But when we only have two people to pick from, or actually three, we got Robert Kennedy Jr., which is nobody likes, not the Republicans or the Democrats like, let alone his own family. We don't have a choice. I say, let's give Donald Trump another chance. I think the main problem that the Democrats have is that he appointed three conservative justices. I think that's the only really gigantic problem that they have with him. And the fact is that they hate him because they think that he's going to appoint two more or maybe one more justice.
Well, you understand, though, Gary, women are kind of annoyed that the three justices he appointed lied during their confirmation hearings and said that Roe was established precedent, and then they overturned it. They just overturned the 40-year precedent of the Chevron doctrine. That's concerning. The fact that our Supreme Court and some of those same Supreme Court justices just ruled this week that the president essentially has complete and total immunity, that's worrisome. That should even be worrisome for you.
But I don't like the fact that you can have a president that can go out there and have an elected leaders of foreign countries be assassinated. That's against the law.
But now it won't be.
Yeah.
Now it won't be, Gary. Thank you so much for calling, Gary. Really appreciate it. Do appreciate you listening. I guess I don't understand why you watch Fox when Fox is the network that was almost billed $1 billion, fined $1 billion for lying to its audience. That to me is not a credible institution.
And I also take issue with the idea that you say you held your nose voting for Trump, but you've said on multiple times, I am a mega Trump supporter. So we got to make up our minds, people. If you want to love him, that's fine. But if people hate Trump, I think there is very, very good reasons for some people to. I'm not going to advocate yes or no to that, but things like abortion access, that's a reason to dislike someone or hate them or whatnot. But polls at parties, this is not what we're talking about.
Well, and I saw something on Twitter, and I don't know exactly who this person is, but Brian H. Esquire says the Supreme Court now has overturned Roe v. Wade, 50-plus years of precedent, overturned Chevron, 40 years of precedent. C.J. Engel says, yep, we're coming for the Civil Rights Act next, and then the New Deal. We're going to repeal the 20th century.
Yeah.
That should be a concern for all of us.
And I'm going to keep saying it. You love him? Fine. You're going to vote for him? Fine. But there's going to come a day where you are not loyal enough. You are not hardcore enough.
Pure enough.
You are not the person who represents the Trump brand, which is America then. And they will have their way to deal with you in the laws they create.
Tom from LA has been waiting a long time. Thank you for your patience, Tom. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. First off, I don't hate Donald Trump. I just hate his policies. And Cindy, now you kind of know what it was like when Joe Biden had to deal with the debate. Trump even took credit for Obama and Biden's actual policies
yes.
in that debate.
Yep.
Every time Trump's lips are moving, he is lying. So she was talking about a party. It must have been the same party Gary was at. But she was talking about a party, and she was talking about, how do I deal with all these people just giving me lies? Unfortunately, that's what Joe Biden had to deal with. He thought he probably was going in there with good natured in terms of saying, hey, we're actually going to have a debate here, talk about the future, talk about child care, talk about health care, talk about rent or mortgage, and talk about medical care. And here it was, all that Trump was doing was lying. And I would, if I were Joe Biden, I'd say, I'll never debate this man again unless we have a fact checker in real time. And I would say the same thing for the people out there. If they don't have a fact checker in real time, all they're doing is spewing right-wing talking points.
Well, you're just giving him Tom, you're just giving him a platform to spew his BS.
That's it. I mean, it's the same thing every time. It's, you know, what do they say about propaganda? Just repeat it over and over and over again, and, you know, it'll become fact.
It becomes,
you know,
the truth.
Donald Trump is very, very good at that. He's a very good huckster. He's a very good salesperson in that way. But, you know, he's the guy that gave the, you know, beanstalks to Jack, or the beans to Jack. You know, that's who he is. He is a huckster criminal. And I just hope everybody really sees out there and says, you know, who would I want watching my children for a night? Jill and Joe Biden, or Donald Trump and Melania? Because honestly, you really need to think about this before you actually pull the lever for Donald Trump.
Appreciate
and
it, Tom.
Please go to.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it, Tom. 855-752-4842. If you would like to join the conversation, Tom from West Dallas, also being very patient. Thanks for joining us, Tom. What did you want to say?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Gary, I think I was, who was this called, the second caller before?
Yeah.
Who says, let's give Trump another chance. You know, what can he possibly do? You've got to read 2025.
Yes.
And their whole agenda of what he wants to do. This is just insane. I am so mad at the Democrats who are against Biden right now, when you have Trump's people sitting there not saying a word about all his lies and his gaffes and stuff. They're all 100% behind him. Why can't the Democrats, and I understand, it is a legitimate conversation, but to take it to this point, and I think is nothing more than a big distraction, they all should just start talking about 2025. And this whole debate about how feeble-minded Biden is will go away, because they got to put that in the mainstream media right now, not this other BS. Biden will come back. He will come back. I feel it. I know it. He will show people. But this is just insane.
Yeah, I hear you, Tom. Absolutely. And that's kind of what we're trying to highlight this morning is the difference. Yes, Joe Biden had a bad debate last week. Yes, he's 81 years old. So Trump is, what, 78?
Yeah, they're not very
And far. Joe Biden can still ride a bicycle. I don't know. I think that's good. We're going to keep this going for one more segment, and then we have special guests coming into the studio. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. All night, morning light, party all night. Oh, I want you to turn this to milk and rock and do this thing right. Just like that. Do the phone right, man. Let them do it. Let them do it. Yeah. I'm going to put this in the record scene, dude. Like that. That's all right, y'all. Uh-huh. Just allow me to get you doing. Let me do it. Yeah. Cassandra, let's shake. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. You can call. You can text at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. President Biden will be stopping in Madison on Friday. Not a lot of details have been released right now, but I have no doubt Civic Media will be there in some capacity. And we're doing a segment called One Bad Debate, because it was a bad debate last week between President Biden and Donald Trump. I don't think anybody is going, no, it was great. It went exactly like they planned.
Hey,
no.
Barack Obama had a terrible first debate in 2012. Ronald Reagan had an awful debate in, I think it was 84. It happens.
It does happen. But that's why we're doing One Bad Debate versus He Said What?
Yeah.
Another version of memory lane, because we tend to forget what happened during the 4 years under the Trump administration. Calvin, let's play this clip of Trump on Roe.
There has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, there has to be some form.
I cannot adequately put into words the trauma and despair that comes with waiting to either lose your own life, your child's life, or both.
If it weren't for me with Roe v. Wade, you wouldn't even be talking about this.
And now they're all trying to back away from it.
Oh, yeah.
Any Republican candidate is removing all of their support for 100% pro-life. Yes, yes, yes. Oops, that's no longer on my website, huh?
Yeah, Eric Hufte has been kind of weird about it, too.
Yes, let's not just talk about that. Can we talk about something else? John from Milwaukee is on the line. Thank you for joining us, John. Thank you for listening.
Hi, thank you for your show. I just called in. I was listening to the previous caller talking about the Project 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone to that site and tried to read it. It's 900 pages. Mm-hmm. And I think the Democratic Party is failing here. They should have a team of people busted out by chapter and have bullet points as to what is in this totality. There's no way the American people are going to, I'm not going to read 900 pages.
Right.
And it has to be gone through and brought forward as far as what are the effects of this in the first 6 months. They're talking a game plan of 180 days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's serious, you know, firing 50,000 workers because they contributed to a Democrat. I mean, these are absurd tactics that they're moving in. But, you know, and telling people to go to Project 2025 is not the solution. It's got to be boiled down.
Yeah, John, we've had several guests on to talk about this. I think we started a couple of months ago with Joseph Heckey trying to break this down.
Yeah.
Because you're right. I haven't read all 900 pages of it. But not only is this a playbook for Trump, in my estimation, this is the Republican playbook going forward for any Republican candidate for president, in which they're going to abolish the Department of Education. They are going to abolish the Department of Health and Human Services and set up the Department of Life.
They're going to.
I mean, there's stuff in Project 2025 that will fundamentally change life in America.
They're going to defund NOAA. They're going to abolish NOAA, the National Oceanic.
Well, because we don't want to talk about bad things like, you know, hurricanes and wildfires and tornadoes. So we're going to put loyalists into the National Oceanic Administration who are going to come up with scenarios that we want. Do you really think you're going to get accurate information about what is heading your way under a Trump administration if it's going to make them look bad?
Tom from West Dallas just texted in, and this has to do with Project 2025. As far as Trump and the reproductive rights, I'm sure the Republicans already have their menstrual cycle app ready to go. They're going to track them.
They're going to track women, yes.
Yes, this is absolutely what's going to happen. They're going to take down anyone who disagrees with them. And if you disagree with them, well,
you're not loyal.
You're not loyal. And
Gitmo for you, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. And then what does that mean for us? Me and you, Jane, we are audibly dissenters right now.
We should probably be tried for treason.
Yeah. Can we go to like radio jail? That sounds fun.
We have time for one more clip, and I think this is special.
Yeah.
One bad debate versus he said what? Calvin, let's play Sharks and Batteries.
Because of MIT, my relationship to MIT.
Oh.
Very smart. He goes, I say, what would happen if the boat sank from its weight and you're in the boat and you have this tremendously powerful battery and the battery's now underwater and there's a shark that's approximately 10 yards over there.
Oh, I think I saw
this. By the way,
movie.
A lot of architects lately. Did you notice that? A lot of shark. I watched some guys justifying it today. Well, they weren't really that angry. They bit off the young lady's leg because of the fact that they were not hungry, but they misunderstood who she was.
Well, but they didn't
These
know there was
people
Sue.
Are
it was Sue. It was
he
Sue.
Said there's no problem with sharks. They just didn't
Stu.
Really understand a young woman swimming now really got decimated and other people too. A lot of shark attacks. So they said, so there's a shark 10 yards away from the boat, 10 yards or here. Do I get electrocuted? If the boat is sinking, water goes over the battery, the boat is sinking. Do I stay on top of the boat and get electrocuted? Or do I jump over by the shark and not get electrocuted? Because I will tell you, he didn't know the answer. He said, you know, nobody's ever asked me that question. I said, I think it's a good question. I think there's a lot of electric current coming through that water. But you know what I'd do if there was a shark?
What?
Or you get electrocuted? Yeah. I'll take electrocution every single time. I'm not getting near the shark. So we're going to end that. We're going to end it for boats. We're going to end it for trucks. The truck.
What? What?
There's two things about that. One, tell me more about Joe Biden going off script, okay? Complain to me more about Joe Biden going off script because all of a sudden, you know, shark bites are up. Who told you that? And second, if you watch the video, when he says, this is both funny and scary, when he says, I'll take electrocution, a gentleman on his left, our right, it looks to his buddy and goes, oh, yeah, I'd take electrocution.
Oh, me too. Oh, yeah.
Because the boss said, so I'll take electrocution. Those sharks, they ate Sue. They didn't know it was Sue.
He's so smart. His uncle worked at MIT, you know.
He's
professor adjacent.
Professor adjacent. What did you say to me before? It's like, I have a brother-in-law who's a doctor.
You are
I'm basically a doctor.
Well, he's a neurosurgeon, right?
He's a neurological oncologist.
You are a neurosurgeon, Greg Bach, because that's
your
brother-in-law.
I'm Dr. Adjacent. I love it.
And let's give him the nuclear codes because we can all sleep well.
Off script.
News is coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We know and we understand.